Welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. Pat Hayes along with Ian Wendt. And as promised, on the other end of our line this morning, Sue Siljabek, the head women's basketball coach at Siena Heights University. And good morning, Sue, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, your Lady Saints hit a roadblock this last game, Northwestern Ohio, losing that one 81-70, your first loss of the season. It was a close game, but in overtime, Northwest Ohio had the upper hand.
Yeah, I think we went in up 10 in the locker room at halftime, and then I don't know if we left our shooting ability in there or not, but we came back out and really just started to shoot poorly from there. And so, you know, we realized that obviously we needed to, you know, we only had a one day, you know, yesterday to practice, but you know, our team's disappointed we let one slip away, but hopefully we'll be able to rebound and come back.
Yeah. Hi, Sue. So, you know, the game Saturday, you mentioned the lead at the locker room. That's kind of similar to Lourdes at home, and then you came out in the third quarter and, you know, let that lead slip away. Is there, you know, is that a, you know, maybe the, I don't know, you're the coach. I mean, you figure it out. Like, it seems like it's a third, that's a third quarter problem, right? I don't know if it's attitude or effort or what, or just luck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wish I had the answer. I guess I need a little bit more learning on this to manage 18 to 22-year-olds. But, you know, I wish I had that answer. You know, it's something we've talked about, though, is, you know, just people, teams aren't going to lay over, you know, once you go in. You know, they're going to come back out and fight. And, you know, I'm not quite sure where that's at with them, but, you know, we've been talking about it. We went into double overtime, and, you know, I would have thought we would have been fine. We, you know, like I said, we just battled Lourdes. We battled Indiana Tech to a close one.
Yeah.
And then we just didn't, I don't know, maybe they thought we would be able to come out from it, come back from it. And, we didn't. So I'm hoping that at least it's early and we can learn a lesson from it. And not, you know, hopefully not have it happen again.
With all the experience, I'll say, on your team, what's it like coaching a team? Like, I mean, Peyton's back, Shaq is there. You know, you have a transfer, but she has experience. What's it like on the bench coaching a team like this that, you know, isn't very young?
You know, sometimes it's frustrating when, I mean, more times good than bad, don't get me wrong, but, like, they know, you know, it's like you said, you come out at halftime, they know, they should know, right, people there. But, you know, our Kayla, who is our transfer, you know, she's really not that experienced, but she's playing like an experienced, she's older, you know, she's old, she's been 2 years at Indiana Tech, she sat here because of our transfer rule last year, hasn't really had much game time, but she's been stepping up really big. And obviously Peyton and Shaq have just been playing really well. Peyton fouled out, I think, in the first overtime, so that hurt us a little bit, but we still should have had enough, you know, a little bit, enough firepower still to pull that out. But, you know, it's pretty, for the most part, like I said, more times than not, it's been great. You know, I always joke, you don't have to do as much coaching, you know, when you have experience, because they kind of know what you want and what you need.
Watching your team last week, Shekiah Parker, I know the ability's been there, but the way she's just been able to score this year is really impressive. She's always played hard. She's always had a, you know, nose for basketball and what to do. I've just seen a big jump from this year from last year to this year.
Yeah, I mean, she's always gone home and worked. I mean, she's worked out hard during the summer, and but there's a different level of commitment to her this year. She's staying and getting shots up after practice or before, and seems to be really committed to elevating her game and, one, elevating our team. So I think, you know, we were disappointed how last season ended, and she too. And so I think that's been a big piece of it for her. And, yeah, her shooting has been better, except obviously for Saturday's game, a lot better. She's expanded her game a little bit more. We're running a few different things you know, more so four out, one in stuff. We have, you know, and still some of our other stuff, our high-low. But so I think that's been helping her as well.
Well, tonight you're going to travel across town over to Adrian College to take on the Lady Bulldogs. And how are you looking at that game tonight?
Oh, it's you might as well throw them in the conference because it just is that, you know, that competitive, that, you know, with being cross town, it's somebody, even though you only see them once a year, it's something I think everybody looks forward to. And, you know, you just throw out everything when it becomes an Adrian Siena game, because it's just, you know, it's that much of a competitive battle.
Well, when Fred and I did the game the other night against Lourdes, Allie Miner went out late in the game with a knee injury. I assume that she's okay because I see her in the box score from your last game.
Yeah, she was. It was a little bit of a collision, I guess, and collided. And so, goodness, it was just that. So she's back, and she's been back on that plate Saturday. And is pretty well on that. So
I've noticed, at least the one game that we did, you have a pretty good bench. You've got some gals that can come off the bench and score for you, namely DeLong and Juan.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good problem to have. I mean, we're pretty guard deep this year. And, you know, Iana Juan was actually a starter for us until she had hurt herself our last scrimmage game, and was actually out for about 3 weeks, and she's back now, just kind of getting back into her playing ability. So, you know, we have her, and then having Alcock and DeLong as your five that you can go to is, you know, it makes us a little bit deeper and not panic if, you know, we get into some foul trouble.
Well, tonight's game, you can hear that right here on 96.5 The Cave. Your game getting underway around 6 o'clock, and we'll have the men's on right after the women's contest. But you have a busy weekend coming up, too, the 12th annual Thanksgiving tournament.
Oh, is it 12? I'm glad I didn't know that. But, yeah, obviously 12 years ago, we started having a Thanksgiving tournament so we could stay closer to home. And we play Saturday, Sunday. We play against Governor State out of Illinois, and then actually Kaiser University on Sunday out of West Palm Beach, Florida. So, and the other team is Lawrence Tech, our conference school, so it's a classic. So, yeah, we're excited to at least be home for the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday. Our kids, our athletes will get to be with the family for Thanksgiving, and then we get back to work and try to get the tournament.
Sue, you should win Athletic Director of the Year. You got a Florida school to come up to Michigan during Thanksgiving break?
I know,
seriously?
Right? I know. At least it's not Christmas and New Year's, though. You know, I don't have that. So.
That's true. Well, I have a question about the two hats you wear. You're obviously athletic director there at Siena Heights. You know, one of the younger programs, the men's wrestling, and the young program, the women's wrestling, they're kind of off to a pretty good start. What's it been like, you know, looking at that from a distance?
Yeah, you know, we hit the jackpot with both Derek Mary and Dominic Adams, and for them to come in and hit the ground running and you know, really get our wrestling, one, the men back. You know, when we had them before my time here, I guess we had them in the 80s, you know, and then to actually start the first ever women's program, for Dominic to come in and, you know, bring in the class that he did, and he is bringing in the next class is very impressive. So I'm excited. We hosted our first one, our men's, last year, and so they were here looking forward to, for the women, you know, they had an exhibition, but looking forward to the women to host their first one too at our place. It's going to be an exciting time on campus.
Well, Sue, we are out of time here on Inside the Cave, but certainly we thank you for being with us this morning, and we'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock at Adrian College.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Sue Siljabek, our guest here on Inside the Cave.